You're listening to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Well, despite its name, Netflix is becoming less dependent on flicks for its content and leaning a little more on the streaming of TV shows. Let's focus on the company with Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions and newmediasolutions.tv in Seattle. Tom, thanks for joining us today.
Great, Sherman. Good to be here.
How did this happen in the business model of Netflix?
Basically, this is a non-stop, no holds barred scramble for content and a scramble to be the intermediary between content producers and consumers. Now, what that ought to tell you right out of the chute is that the basic business model, I think, I'm a little bit of a futurist here, but I think the basic business model of companies like Netflix and Amazon and others is in trouble in the long term. Because if there's one thing the internet and the web has done, it's called disintermediation. And cutting that tie or establishing the tie between people who produce things and people who buy them. So I think this is just an example of this fur fight that we're seeing here over the course of the past 5 years and probably the next five of content providers and distributors and everybody doing a very quickly paced and frenetic two-step trying to find partners and trying to find content to serve to subscribers.
And one less partner that Netflix has right now is Starz.
Correct. Yeah, they're going to end up, they've had that contract with Starz for about 3 years, but it's going to come to an end. At one time, a lot of analysts kind of thought this was going to be a big hit to Netflix, but as you mentioned in the intro to this piece, Netflix is streaming mostly, probably 60 to 80% television shows now, and the movie piece has been falling off gradually over time. A lot of that's because the studios have been jacking up their prices. They kind of see Netflix as a threat. They didn't want it to get to be too strong and too powerful because why, you might ask? This disintermediation factor, because in the back of their mind, someday, you're going to be buying your movies directly from the studios, I think, in my humble opinion, here today.
Do Netflix customers want TV more than movies?
Apparently, I don't know about more, but they seem to be satisfied with it. They have 21 million subscribers that are streaming, and they've been able to hold in there pretty well in terms of being able to offer these older television shows. They've also spent some pretty big bucks on series like Mad Men and Breaking Bad and Lost, and they're talking about doing some original content with CBS. So the content, you know, the bait that's out there still seems to be acceptable and attractive to consumers. And if you look at it, you know, Starz kind of worked its way down in terms of importance to Netflix. Only about 2% of the streams that were delivered in 2011 were Starz content. So, you know, the stock price has taken a hit to be sure, but subscriptions are hanging in there. And they've had to make a very quick transition from DVD and hard media to streaming media, from streaming films to streaming television, and who knows what the next transition is going to be.
Well, Tom, I think in a sense this is really more about subscription costs than content. I mean, at $8 a month, you hardly have to think about whether you're going to subscribe to Netflix or Amazon or Hulu. But when you're talking about a cable subscription, you're talking about big bucks. And I'm thinking that as Netflix and maybe some of the others try to get into more TV production, is not that going to force them to raise those prices for subscribers and perhaps cut into that very attraction, that very issue that makes them so attractive?
Yeah, sure. I think that's a good point. Price is a big deal, but I don't think the pressure, and we talked about this before, is going to be on moving prices upward. I think it's going to be on driving the cost of production and content downward. There's already been a major revolution in the production of high-end scripted content. Reality television was a big example of trying to wring some of those costs out of the production of content, but you're also seeing a major transition in terms of the digitization of production, getting away from film cameras and high-end gear and big crews down to smaller digital equipment that can drive down costs, moving production out of high-cost areas. So everybody's doing everything they can to, if you will, commoditize content. I think the people in the middle, though, are going to continue to be under pressure. And because of that, I just don't know how much pricing power they have. Although I think for now, your point is a good one. Compare it against what you're going to, you know, pay on demand for Comcast or a premium cable package, and it's definitely a good deal.
Well, take us down the road 3-5 years or so and describe how we consumers will be getting our media and seeing what we want to see.
So first you got to picture me in my Swami hat with an envelope to my forehead, I guess, and a crystal ball. Anybody who knows the answer to that is going to be, obviously in good shape. But again, I really kind of think that when it comes to, I don't care what you're talking about, Craigslist disintermediated the newspapers. You can now sell your car directly to a guy, in another town. Stockbrokers are being disintermediated. You go right on the web and trade your own stocks. Real estate agents, same thing. So any model, I think, that kind of has to do with agency or being a distributor where somebody produces a movie and you distribute it, push it out to the consumer, I think that's eventually going to go away. And I think eventually you're going to turn on the television or the box or whatever you want to call it, and you're going to go to Paramount Studios website and stream their latest hit movie. You're going to go to your local ABC affiliate and stream their newscast. When you want it, where you want it, how you want it. I think that's what the future is, standing here today on Leap Day.
Well, I don't know. I'm hardly in anybody's demographic group, but last week I was sitting in an airport using Netflix to watch a Star Trek movie, and I thought that was pretty cool, sitting in the middle of an airport doing that, watching that on my iPad. And I think that may be more of the future than individual studios. But we'll see how it plays out. Netflix shares, by the way, not playing out very well today, trading down about 3.25 at 110 and some pennies.
Well, thanks for being with us today, Tom. We'll talk to you again soon.